And it's John Gibbons with the coach home, and we start with a roller coaster game on Saturday. Spurs coming from behind to win 3-2. And to talk about that, I've got Flav from the Fighting Cock. And Flav, it's funny, I was on social media Saturday afternoon. It was, will Conte lose his job? You know, is this the end? You know, what's going on? And then suddenly you're checking full time and you guys have won 3-2. So what on earth happened on Saturday?
It's a microcosm of the entire season. Is we start games really poorly and we finish them well. And obviously, if you're putting yourself to one, or in this case, two goals down, it's a mountain to climb. And playing well in the second half isn't enough. It is when you get the result, but it's not. Saturday was a rare occurrence. Although Spurs under Conte hold the record for most 90-plus winning goals, if that means anything at all. Probably shows you something about the belief in the team and their belief in Conte. But whatever it is, Conte can't get us playing with any kind of urgency from the start. And we always seem to be chasing games. A very different sort of outlook that we saw towards the end of last season. It was crazy. We needed to do something, because obviously we're playing Liverpool next week. So we needed to get a result. And 2-0 down, even against a team who are, you know, they don't have the benefit of many of the bigger sides in the Premier League, i.e. money and stadiums, Bournemouth. So we've got all of the advantages in that game, but still it's very difficult to get a result. And the tide started turning 10 minutes towards the end of the first half. And then from that point, we pretty much had more or less control of the entire game, and they defended really, really well. But it's very difficult to defend that deep for so long and try and hit on the counter, which is not always as easy as it seems. For that long without conceding, and we scored on 53 minutes, and then we scored 10 minutes later with a header. They're awful at defending corners. That's the Achilles heel, and we scored two, and we're pretty good at set pieces. So that's how it happened. And then obviously in the last minute from another corner, Bentancur got the winner, and it was reversed. But I think it was relief more than excitement. It was a different feeling. Like, Spurs sit third in the league, yet it doesn't feel like it. It's a weird situation. We feel like there is stuff missing, like the players that we've brought in haven't performed to the best of their ability, and that's fine because it takes time for players to settle in. But we've been relying pretty much on the same set of players that ended last season. Not that the other players haven't got in the side, but in terms of delivering quality on the pitch, and obviously missing Kulusevski for what has been now five games has had a massive impact